everyone. You know what fascinates me? The fact that a single letter like X can unlock an entire world of mathematical possibilities. Have you ever wondered why algebra seems to strike fear into the hearts of so many ninth graders?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's interesting because variables are really just placeholders that help us solve real-world problems. But I've noticed that when students first encounter them in ninth grade, there's often this mental block that happens.
Right, right. So what exactly is it about variables that makes them such a stumbling block for students?
Well, I think the main challenge is the transition from concrete numbers to abstract symbols. You see, when students work with regular arithmetic, everything is fixed and definite. But with variables, suddenly they're dealing with symbols that can represent any number. It's like learning a whole new language.
Mm-hmm. That's a fascinating perspective. Could you break down what exactly a variable is for our listeners?
Of course. Think of a variable as a container that can hold different numerical values. When we write something like x plus 5 now x 12, that x is simply representing an unknown number we're trying to find. Variables come in different types too. You've got your independent variables, which can be changed freely, and dependent variables, which rely on other variables for their values.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Concerned about your child's progress in algebra? Algebra ACE recognizes the challenges students encounter when learning mathematical concepts. Our program assists students in mastering algebra fundamentals while offering parents tools to monitor their progress. Visit us at the link in the description to discover how we can support your child's success in math.
Thanks for that. Now, let's discuss the importance of understanding variables from the start. What are the implications?
You know, that's such an important question. Early mastery of variables is really about developing a problem-solving mindset that goes way beyond just passing algebra class. When students understand variables, they're actually learning how to translate real-world problems into solvable mathematical expressions.
That makes a ton of sense. Can you give us an example of how variables work in real-life situations?
Definitely. Let's say you're planning a party budget. You might have a fixed cost for venue rental plus a per-person cost for food. If we call the number of guests X, we can create an equation like total cost, Shamar 200 plus 15x, where 200 is the venue cost and 15 is the cost per person. Isn't it amazing how one little letter can help us plan for any number of guests?
You've hit the nail on the head there. So what would you say to parents who want to help their kids get more comfortable with variables?
Well, I'd suggest starting with simple, real-world examples like the party budget we just discussed. You know what I mean? Make it relatable. And remember, we're not just teaching math. We're teaching a way of thinking. It's about helping students perceive patterns and relationships in the world around them.
Absolutely. And speaking of relationships, could you explain the connection between independent and dependent variables? I think that trips up a lot of students.
Sure thing. Think of it like this. An independent variable is something you can control or change freely, like time spent studying. The dependent variable is what results from that change, like test scores. The dependent variable, well, depends on what happens to the independent variable. It's a cause and effect relationship.
Makes perfect sense. Before we wrap up, what would you say is the single most important thing for students to remember about variables?
That's easy. Variables aren't just random letters on a page. They're powerful tools that help us solve real problems and understand relationships in the world around us. Once students grasp that concept, everything else tends to fall into place.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. For our listeners who want to learn more about mastering algebra fundamentals, visit the link in the description. Thank you all for listening.